That's debatable.
Welcome to That's Debatable. I'm Trey, and I am with my beautiful girlfriend, Kara. We are doing the road trip edition of That's Debatable today because we are on our way to Austin, Texas to see Justin Timberlake at the United States Grand Prix.
Woohoo!
It'll be a whole lot of fun. Justin Timberlake is your favorite artist, right, Kara?
Yes, he's my most favorite, and I've never seen him before, so I'm super excited.
What's your favorite song?
I like the stuff from his first solo album, so like Rock Your Body and Senorita.
Okay, what does Rock Your Body sound like?
No. Please don't make me sing.
What did you think of his Super Bowl performance when he ripped off Janet Jackson's
I didn't watch it. So I wasn't a football spectator back then or a halftime show. I didn't care at all. So I just heard about it the next day. And I tried to watch it. I've tried to watch it recently on YouTube just to see what all the fuss was about. And it doesn't really seem like it was that big of a deal because it wasn't like her whole boob was out, right?
But in 2007, no, it was totally out. Like you could
see. But she had like, I don't know. It was covered.
There was like a little covering, but you could see her nip and the nip piercing.
Oh, okay. Maybe I didn't watch the right video then.
And then what do you think about him being the Super Bowl halftime performer this year? You gonna watch?
Oh, yeah. I think that'll be a really good show. He'll put on a good show. He's got so many hits. It's going
to
be good.
Plus, I'll force you to watch it because it's football.
Well, I've been into the halftime shows for the past several years, so I'm definitely going to be into this one.
Do you have a favorite halftime performer so far? I'm going to say Katy Perry.
I loved Katy Perry. Yeah, I thought that was a really good one. She sang and like the lion she came in on or whatever.
Right.
Remember that?
Left Shark was huge.
Yeah. It was just fun. It was colorful and bright and happy. I liked that one.
What about Gaga? You're a big Gaga fan. I thought she did great.
I'm not a huge Gaga fan. I know all her songs, but
outside of the very lame jump off the roof pre-show, like it was staged jump off the roof, that was pretty lame. But outside of that, it was very good.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it. She sang the whole thing live, which not very many people do, so I like that. I like a live singer.
And she caught the football when she jumped off
she
at the
did
end.
She catch the football.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, I was watching her documentary, and she was like rehearsing for all of that, and it made it look way more intense than it just comes off as.
Oh, well, 100,000 people watching you catch. I was worried. I would be worried if I was the guy that was throwing the football. And I say guy. It could have been a girl. I don't know. I would have been worried that if I was the person throwing that football. Because
I bet they were just standing like 2 feet away from her, though. Like right behind where the camera was.
Still.
I don't know.
But if she misses it, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter as the thrower. Whatever. Nobody sees your face. If it's all on her, if she misses the football, it's like, ah, Lady Gaga can't catch. All right.
But she did it. Oh,
so, since we were doing a road trip, I figured we could do a little debating over road trips. And I have a fun little game about roadside attractions coming up.
All right.
My first question, are you a peer?
No.
No. We've got about a 3-hour trip.
Yeah.
Do you think that you would have to stop at any point?
No. No, I don't like stopping at all. I like to just get to the destination. So I'm not a big fan of stopping. I don't like it when people say that they need to stop. This is only 3 hours. If you can't hold it for 3 hours, then I don't want to be in a car with you.
Now, you know me.
I know.
I pee roughly 20 times a day.
I know.
If you're listening to this and you're worried about my health, I drink.
You should be.
I drink so much water that it just makes me need to go to the restroom. I don't have like diabetes. I've looked into it a couple of times. I pee way too much, but I'm fine. I'm fine. So you don't like to stop snacks. You bring snacks ahead of time, correct?
Yes, we bring snacks. Whenever we went on road trips when I was little, we'd always stop at a gas station and like my parents would kind of load us up on like sugar. It was our favorite part of the road trip because we didn't really get candy all that often. It was like Halloween and road trips. So we'd just stop at a gas station and we'd get sodas and Skittles and just whatever would keep us occupied in the car so we weren't annoying our parents.
What's your favorite road trip snack?
I like Skittles. And like I usually my go-to is Skittles and Rolos. So I had something fruity and chewy and something chocolatey and good.
But those, that's too much sugar. That's not like a long-term snacking solution to me.
Yeah, we didn't get real snacks. We just wanted candy.
Like your beef jerkies.
Oh, yeah.
Your
I did
crackers.
Like mm-hmm.
Things you can snack on for a long time. I feel like those are better road trip snacks. I'm not
You're
saying
right.
favorite snacks regularly.
Okay. Well, that is what we got on road trips. So I don't know. We just didn't make very good choices. But that's what we liked. It got us, it kept us occupied and... I don't know. But beef jerky, yes, we would get that also. I forgot about beef jerky. That was one of my dad's favorites.
Teriyaki or regular?
No, original.
Okay. Now, what is the longest road trip you've ever taken?
We took a road trip. Oh, I know the answer to this, actually. We, with my family, when I was a freshman in high school with my dad, we took a road trip to Ruidoso, New Mexico. So we were going on a ski trip for spring break, and it was 11 hours, I think, in the car.
Did you guys start in Dallas?
Yeah.
Dallas, Texas?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we went from Dallas to Ruidoso, and it was about 11 hours, and I don't know. We rented a car, though, and we didn't have this in high school. Like, neither one of my parents had cars that had TVs in them. But we rented a car to Ruidoso that had a TV in so we could plug in some DVDs and stuff. And we watched, like, I had a season of Friends on DVD, and I think we watched that entire season of Friends
awesome.
On our way there. And, yeah, we, I don't know.
So
we went
how many
with
hours
my,
did y'all have to
it
stop?
It was 11
in the
hours.
Of,
it was 11 hours.
So you just went straight through, or did y'all stop for the night?
No, we went straight through. There was no stopping. I mean, I think we stopped a couple of times, but not, like, at a hotel or anything?
We did for the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Mm-hmm.
We did a road trip contest radio bit called Hot Versus Smart when I was an intern in 2011.
Oh, boy.
We went from Dallas, Texas to Panama City, Florida.
Too long.
But it wasn't even a straight shot. We went down to Corpus Christi, Texas.
Yeah.
Then over to New Orleans. To New Orleans, then to somewhere
How
else,
old
and
were you?
Then to Panama City. I just turned 21.
Okay.
And I'm not a huge party animal, but it was like 11 hours on the road every single day, and then at night we were following hot girls and smart girls trying to do these competitions. So I'm the cameraman at this point.
Okay.
And so. I'm just following them around, making sure. Hit a little traffic out here by Waxahachie, Texas.
Not too bad.
It's not too bad.
It's our first slowdown, so that's not... We've been on the road for like 45 minutes, 30 minutes? I don't know.
And so these 11-hour days were a beating, and then they'd want to go out at night, and of course... If they want to go out, I have to film them going and doing stuff. That's the whole point. So I'm dead tired from driving. They've been just sleeping in the back of a car all day. And then they're like, woo, let's go party.
But you were 21. You should have wanted to party a little bit.
Well, I did want to
party,
but I couldn't hold. I couldn't take shots of tequila and hold the camera.
Oh, fair.
I'd have been all over the place. Then we went to this place called Spinnaker in Panama City. It is the biggest nightclub. It's like if you went into like AT&T Stadium.
Okay, wow.
And it's a nightclub. The whole thing is a nightclub, several different floors. Anyway, I walk in there with a camera with a giant light on it because it's a nightclub and it's dark. And I've got a giant night. So everyone assumes that I'm with Girls Gone Wild.
Okay, that makes sense.
Just because I have a camera.
So that... people were just flashing you the whole time?
No.
Oh, okay.
They just kept asking me, are you with Girls Gone Wild? None of the girls, of course, asked that. It was all guys going, dude,
like,
are you with Girls Gone
Wild? Let me see your footage.
Yeah, man. You with Girls Gone Wild, dude?
Oh, my
gosh. So I, and of course, I'm just following around these three girls. They had three hot girls, three smart girls.
So you were following the hot ones around?
I couldn't remember which ones were which.
Smart.
But, well, one of the hot girls, her name was JoJo.
Okay. Oh, the Bachelorette?
No, not the Bachelorette. Oh. It was some girl. I couldn't even That's tell okay. you. No, it was Katie Jo, not JoJo.
Oh.
Because I was thinking of the Bachelorette. Katie Jo. And she just called me camera. Hey, camera. Hey, camera. Like, hey, I'm not your camera. All right, listen, I got a name.
Remember your name. That's why she was a hot girl and not the smart girl.
Ugh. Anywho, so that was my 4-day long road trip of driving hours upon hours. And then, yeah, it was for work, whatever. Yeah. I think that me as an intern doing that got me a job with the Kid Crying Morning Show. So I think that works out. It was fine. All right. Next up on my list, how far is too far to go on a road trip?
Oh, 11 hours. Like, after the Ruidoso road trip, I was like, there's no more road tripping in my future. So I'll go, like, to Houston. That's like Galveston. That's like 5 or 6 hours. But that's about my max in the car. I'm not a big fan of riding around in the car all the time, but
I guess it was right after high school.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin wanted to get Greyhound buses.
Greyhound buses
had these passes that were like $400, and they were unlimited for 3 months or something like that in the summer. So what we were going to do is just go take a Greyhound bus around the outer rim of the contiguous United States. Around the lower 48.
You didn't want to do it? I guess you'd start here and you just kind of like make your way.
Yeah. Around. And then just go all the way around.
Ugh.
And so I was pretty much down, but then I had to start worrying about doing stuff for college because I just got. Not to brag, I had just gotten into the University of North Texas.
What?
Thank you.
Oh,
I appreciate it. They don't just let anybody in there.
No.
All right. Who pumps the gas? I'm driving.
You.
I still have to pump the gas?
Yeah.
No! On the road
That's
trip.
That's the gentlemanly thing to do.
Listen, it is 2017, Kara.
Oh, whatever.
We are living in an equal society.
Fine. I'll pump the gas.
Now, I don't understand why you would say you shouldn't. I've been driving this whole time using all of my focus.
Uh-huh.
So if we stop at the gas station.
Because you need to be chivalrous. Right? And so driving is your chivalry and pumping the gas. I am just here for the ride. I'm just here for the company.
I'm also fine with that.
I win.
Do you speed?
Oh, yeah.
You're a speeder?
I am. I don't think you are.
Not at all. I'm pretty much dead on the speed limit at all times.
Yeah, no. It's a bad habit. I need to slow down, but
I can't think of anything stupider to spend money on than a speeding ticket.
It is. You feel really stupid, too, when you get pulled over. And I'm jinxing myself now, but I haven't had a ticket since I was, like, a sophomore or junior in college. So I'm doing a pretty good job of hiding it when it's important, but it is stupid. I feel like an idiot when I get pulled over.
How many tickets have you had?
Two, maybe three.
Okay.
No more than three.
Same as me.
Yeah.
And then so if we had four people in the car,
mm-hmm.
we got a front and back seat, regular sedan, four-seater car.
Okay.
Which is better? Do you want to sit in the front seat, passenger seat, or do you want to sit in one of the back seats?
I want front seat the time.
Just check. You don't want to be able to, like, what if there's only three people?
If there's only three people, then I'm totally in the back
seat.
In
the back seat.
Sprawled out with a blanket and a pillow and my headphones in, and I'm the worst person. You're just chauffeuring me around.
That sounds awful. I would vomit if
sitting
in the back seat for
car
hours.
Sick?
Very car sick.
Oh.
I have a delicate constitution, Kara.
Well, that's why I let you drive all the time, because drivers rarely get car sick, right?
I never get car sick when I'm driving.
Yeah.
All right, time for our game.
Ooh.
Now, don't look at my phone, because it'll be very
you
easy for you to see.
You shouldn't be looking at your
I know.
Phone.
Well, I mean, I'm not looking at my phone, officer. But let's try. I'll try not to hit. There's construction
I'll
going on
scream.
All down my left side, and I'm kind of trying to drive with my knee while I'm messing with my phone on this. So, is that the safest thing?
No. I'll
Hopefully
just
I don't
freak out every once in a while. I'll go like,
yeah. If you hear the crash, I think it would be funnier to
get
in the crash and then still post this so people can hear it. I also kind of hope to get pulled over so that people can hear this and hear the officer talking to me. Okay,
right, game time.
My game is roadside attractions. Woo! Are they real or are they fake?
Okay.
So I've found a list of roadside attractions and, you know, like world's biggest ball of yarn.
Okay.
Or world's largest chair, something along those lines.
Uh-huh.
I found a list of...
I think those
are
both real.
Yes, they are. Found a list of the strangest ones, and then I came up with ones out of my own mind.
Oh, gosh.
So, I'm not saying they're fake for sure. They may be real somewhere, but they were not on the list that I found.
Okay.
So, hopefully I was just
good
making
disclaimer.
Them up. They may be somewhere. I didn't Google the ones that I came up with myself. Okay.
All right,
let's
here we
start
go.
With world's largest brick.
I want to say real was the first gut instinct of mine, so I'm going to say real.
Correct.
Yes! 1 point.
Now for a bonus point.
Okay.
What state would you think that might be in?
Brick? Oof. I'm going to say... South Dakota.
It's in Montgomery, Alabama.
Oh, man. Should have known. All the weird stuff's in Alabama.
How about world's largest jack-in-the-box?
That's got to be real. There's got to be a world's largest jack-in-the-box. So I'm going to say real on
that. That is also correct.
Yes.
Would you like to guess where that is? What state?
Oklahoma.
Connecticut.
Dang it. I'm not good at the state part.
The state part is going to be the toughie. All right. Let's go
2 points.
Let's go with world's largest miniature horse.
I'm going to say fake on
Dang
that
it. That is fake. That's you just know my mind, I think.
I guess so. But that one just, I mean, that's just silly.
Okay. How about most scenic urinal?
Ooh. I want to say real because I feel like, didn't Justin go into one that was like a weird urinal or something like that when he was on a road trip?
He did go into one. I believe that was in, where was it? It was up north.
But it wasn't scenic. It was just like
you could
see outside it and they couldn't see inside it.
Correct. So okay. You're going with real?
I'm going with real.
It is real.
Yes, I am on a roll.
Do you want to guess what state it was in?
Scenic urinal? I'll say Vermont.
I'm going to give you a second guess. What is the most scenic state?
California?
Closer. Hawaii.
Oh,
you forget
man.
About Hawaii.
I thought we were only doing the contiguous.
No.
I'm just
over.
Covering
Although,
up my mistake.
That's a good point. You can't go on a road
it's
trip
true.
To Hawaii.
It's really true.
I guess you could do a road trip
You can
through
barely
Hawaii,
do that even
that,
because
yeah.
there's islands
It's
everywhere.
Just like NASCAR. You're doing laps.
Yeah. Okay.
Which we're going to go see at the Formula One race. I guess that's not NASCAR. But.
Woohoo.
You know what? I'm not going to count that question because it's not about road trips.
Oh.
It's that
so you're taking
be.
My point away?
Wait. Did you guess real?
I
oh.
did guess real.
All right, fine. You get 2 points then. I don't know.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
I'm winning.
But
that's what matters.
You can't do a road trip in Hawaii.
Okay.
Nuclear Waste Adventure Trail.
No, fake.
That is in Weldon Springs,
Shut
Missouri.
Up. That sounds like a real fake one.
I am
that you,
dead serious.
You would definitely make that one
Dead
up.
Serious.
It's in Missouri?
Yes.
Who would go to that?
I kind of want to go to it just
that
to see
what's
up. That
seems like you get, like, you know, deformed or something. What happens at nuclear waste plants?
Well,
like,
I want
bad things happen there.
I want superpowers.
Oh, okay.
That's where, like,
you
half the
be
time
an
you hear about, like deformities of children
yeah.
and, like, you get some sort of brain tumor.
Right.
But then the other half the time, you end up being, like,
Spider-Man
or, yeah.
All right. Interesting. I don't want to go on that road trip and stop there.
World's largest ball of stamps.
Fake.
That
No!
is in Boys Town, New England.
Oh my gosh,
New
I got
England.
Too confident. I got too confident. All right, I'm back on my game. Okay.
The Blown Tire Memorial.
Memorial? I'm going to say fake.
That's a fake.
Yay!
That's
okay,
a fake.
I'm back on it.
Okay. World's largest ball of paint.
Ball of paint?
Yes.
Fake.
That's in Indiana.
Damn it.
World's largest chicken wing.
Fake.
It's in Florida.
All right. These are getting ridiculous.
It's a fake chicken wing. It's just a large.
Not a real attraction.
Wait.
Is it right next to the nuclear waste plant?
It's not.
Is that why it's so big?
No.
Oh, darn.
How about we've got the Medical Waste Hall of Fame?
Oh, my God, is to say fake, but I feel like that one might be real. Fake. Oh, fake.
You're going with fake?
Yeah.
It is fake.
Yay!
I made that one up.
Okay, good.
Okay, let's see. We've got, world's largest Santa.
Real.
It's in North Pole, Alaska.
Oh, that's, I guess that one you could do a road trip.
You could do a road trip. Okay, you got to go through Canada and have your passport and stuff, though. Okay, Foam Hinge, a 100% scale model of Stonehenge made of foam.
Real.
Styrofoam. It is real.
That was too much detail. If you wouldn't have provided so much detail, I would have maybe said fake.
It is real.
Okay.
The Great Barrier Reefer. It is a 1/1000th scale of the Great Barrier Reef made out of different kinds of marijuana.
I want to say fake.
It is fake. I made that one up after finding out about
Foam
Hinge.
But I like that you provided so much detail on that.
I had to make that up on the spot because I didn't think about the details. The devil being in the details. All right. World's largest smoke detector.
Fake.
Dang it. And that is Roadside Attractions. Real or fake? Kara Orms, congratulations.
Woohoo!
You win...
not having to pump the gas?
You win a license plate with your name on it. Like a little customized license plate.
Excellent.
That's debatable. Thank you so much, Kara, for playing along.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. At That's Debatable on Instagram, at That's Debatable on Twitter. You can follow me at On The Tradio across the board on everything. And do you want to give out your social media?
CareBear0316 on Instagram.
Perfect. There you go. Follow her. And it's basically just a bunch of pictures of me because, I mean, come on.
Oh, my gosh. I'm deleting them.
There you go. That's Debatable. I'll talk to you next time.